All right. this is the Model Counselor Podcast. I'm your host, Aubrey Ebony. Today is April 10th of 2019, and this is episode 3. Today's podcast is going to be about challenges, kind of going to be about some goals. I'm just going to try to cover whatever I feel like covering today. but I will say that I have a special guest today, and I'm actually going to call her early on in my podcast because she has a gig and I don't want to make her late for the gig. But her name is Aussie and she is a model based out of LA. She's also a Fashion Nova babe, one of the newest Fashion Nova additions per what I've seen. Super happy for her. And I met her out in Miami this past summer at Sports Illustrated's open casting call in Miami, if I didn't say Miami already. I'm really excited to talk to her, have her here on my podcast, understand her journey and kind of some of her goals. And I'm sure some of my listeners will really enjoy listening to her as well. Let me just go ahead and give her a call. You would think I would have practiced calling somebody prior to this moment, but I didn't. But that's okay. It's all trial and error, right? I'll go ahead and put on speaker.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I definitely want to get you started because I know you have a gig to get to, correct?
Okay, cool.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I've already introduced you as Aussie. Did you want to present anything else before we dive into questions?
No, not really, actually.
Okay. All right, well, let's rock and roll. So go ahead and tell me about yourself. How long have you been modeling?
All right, so I've been modeling, like, as a hobby or just, like, as a part-time thing since I was, like, 17 years old. So let me see.
Okay.
Like, 6 years, I would say. I've been doing it, like, you know, just as a hobby. But last year was the first year that I was, like, I want to model full-time and let me just, like, give it a try and see how it goes. So in July, it would be my first official full year, like, being a full-time model.
Okay. Okay, and so what made you jump from, you know, whatever your life was like before to wanting to be a full-time model?
Just the career itself. Seeing the glamorous lifestyle and just, like, wanting to be a part of, like, this industry, this beauty industry, because I was always so into makeup, like, watching my mom, you know, get ready for work in the morning, like, how she would just do her hair and her outfit and all of that just used to intrigue me as a little girl. So, like, when I grew up, I was like, yeah, I want to do that. Like, I want to, instead of just, you know, looking cute in the house, like, I want to, like, be in this industry with all these top models, you know, growing up looking up to, like, Naomi Campbell and, like, Mon. And just, it was just, like, a glamorous lifestyle that I wanted, like, to be a part of.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. You know, we see all this, like, all these images and this, like, lifestyle, and, you know, we see it in the magazines and we're like, you know, that looks like it'd be a good time. And then if you have the look to accompany it, like, why not do that? So I completely get it. I get it. So you mentioned that your mom would always do her makeup and you know, you kind of liked watching her get ready and dress. I was going to ask you why you started modeling. Did your mother have an influence on why you started modeling or...
She definitely did, because my mom, she used to do hair in Memphis, right? And, like, I would just be in the salon sometimes helping, sometimes just, like, hanging out, and I would look through the braiding magazines, and I would see all these black models. That's where I first started seeing black models, was, you know, in the braiding magazines and the hair magazines. So I'm like, you know what? She kind of looks like me. Like, I feel like I can possibly do this one day, because, you know, you don't really look on TV and see a model that kind of looks like you. Being a dark-skinned black woman.
Right.
So the first time I ever was able to really see myself as a model was looking at these hair braiding books and all these, you know, like the posters on the wall of all these beautiful black models. So, you know, I was grateful to really have that influence because I know not a lot of, like, dark-skinned black girls have that. And for me to be able to be inspired by that is, like, everything. And definitely she did have... an influence on me just when I was, she would tell me a story, like, when I was younger, you know, like the model Iman, she she was telling me that she used to pray that I would come out and look like her, like as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
So she had a poster. She had a poster of Iman in her room, and she was like, "I used to pray that you would come out looking like her, and this and that." I was like, "Wow, that's crazy," because I do get that sometimes. People are like, "Oh, you look like Iman." I'm just like, "Wow, it's really unbelievable."
No, that's amazing. You know. I do think you look like Iman. You're really beautiful. You know, I love your photos and, you know, all the work that you've done.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're
definitely an inspiration too, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm seeing your work and I'm like, damn, I gotta get my body like this.
No,
like,
my God, stop it.
I gotta get my shit right.
Well, I appreciate that because I think you have a great figure. But, you know, you brought up a key point. I think some of our earliest influence as Black girls is seeing the Hair magazine and seeing, you know, the models in that magazine. Because I myself remember being a child and saying, like, wow, like, look at these pictures. Like, I can do that. So I love that you had the same experience and that you, you know, are noticing that as a Black woman or a Black girl, it's important to see that type of beauty. And you're wanting to advance that. And you're definitely making your mark right now. I really do think you're making your mark.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
No problem.
Honestly. I mean, that's like my biggest goal is to be able to influence, you know, Black women, young Black girls, any Black woman, but all women at that, you know,
mm-hmm.
just like follow your dreams and like go after what you want.
Right. No, and I mean, we need that as women. You know, we're in an era where everything is just kind of hitting the fan, and, you know, we need to support each other. We need to be there for each other.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Like, and I'm seeing it more and more often now, like, you know, especially just, like, this community that we have, and it's like, yes, sis, yes, queen. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's growing bigger and bigger, and it's just, like, such a beautiful thing to watch us supporting each other, and I have, like, such a huge circle of girls like that I, like, communicate with, you know, you being one of them, who just, like, we just hype each other up and just,
all the time,
support each other.
Yes. No, we need that. We definitely need that, and I'm happy it's growing. It's something that, you know, maybe early 2000s, dark skin wasn't the preferred, you know, tone, and I don't want to make this about color or, you know, skin tone, but it definitely matters that there's been a change in the industry and that, you know, more dark women are being represented, more, you know, different types of women, whether it's, you know, full figured or women with freckles or whatever the case. I'm just happy to see more diversity in the industry and
more diversity. Absolutely.
That is key. That is key. So I wanted to talk about you being a Fashion Nova babe, which so many girls would love to be a Fashion Nova. I would love to be a Fashion Nova babe, and I'm really happy to see you doing that because you fit their look so perfectly. So congratulations on being a Nova babe, first of all.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
And so tell me, how did that happen? How did you, you know, become to be this Fashion Nova babe?
It was crazy because ever since I was in New York, like, I moved to LA like 7 months ago, but I lived in New York for 8 years. Like, you know, when Instagram started getting popping and all these boutique stores started coming out, Fashion Nova was like one of the main ones, and they just kept going and got bigger and bigger. And honestly, I used to scroll and be like, wow, I know I can do this. Like, I think that I can do this, and it's something I wanted to do. I didn't, like, push it. I didn't apply for it. I literally just believed that it was possible, and I worked on myself, like, you know, working out, trying to get my figure right, because, you know, they're known for having models who have, like, enhanced features,
mm-hmm.
a lot of that. So
right.
I just was like, okay, so I'm not about to go and do a night, but I'm just going to work out and, you know, become the best version of myself that I could be. And not being a signed model, I literally had to, like, apply for different apps and websites where, you know, casting directors can see me and
mm-hmm.
All of that. So I applied for this app called New Book. So if any models out there, you know, want something to where they can get casted for certain things, the New Book is a really good app to get on. So they literally reached out to me when I on New Book when maybe I was 3 months into LA,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted me to come in for a casting. I did that, and then they wanted me to come in for a test shoot. I did that, and then after, they finally, like, booked me for like 3 days to do some of their work. So that's really where it began, and Yeah, it was an amazing opportunity, and it's crazy because the lady who cast me was a black woman as well.
That's awesome.
So we go right back to that, you know, support system and like women, black women seeing the best in each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me that opportunity, and it's amazing. Like, the recognition is amazing. I really appreciate everyone who like congratulated me, and I'm just like, anything is possible. It honestly is, and it's an amazing. It was an amazing experience, like, to work with the team and all of that, and, like, get the clothes, which is, like, such a fun part, because mm-hmm. they send, like, packages every month or every month and a half. I'll get, like, a pop of packages of clothes and shoes and accessories, and it's dope, because I don't have to buy clothes, so it's such a blessing, and I'm so grateful.
So lucky. You are so lucky. Yeah, you know, I've been seeing your outfits on social media, and you look great. Like, you are definitely, you're welcome. They give you outfits that compliment you so well, and I love seeing that. And, you know, you're welcome. And even thank you for sharing that resource for models that are going to listen to this, you know.
Get on it. And it's just NEWBOOK.
Perfect. You're amazing. No, that's awesome. I'm glad you're doing that. And I definitely wish, many more successes. I know you had a makeup campaign that you reached out to a year back, and it took them some time, but you were booked for a cosmetic line.
Thank you. You know, the crazy thing about that is that I didn't reach out to them to be a model for them. Mm. It was like when I was into makeup, and I still love makeup, but sometimes I just don't have the time to sit and like, because it's really an art. It's like painting a piece, you know, on a canvas, but the canvas is your face. So I reached out to them because I just wanted to be on their PR list, honestly. I just wanted free makeup. I wanted, you know, to make videos maybe
right.
and take pictures. It was not even to be a face or, like, do a beauty campaign. And it just so happened that almost a year later, they contacted me and was like, they want me to model for them. And it was a referral from a female photographer who referred me to them because I shot with her at another beauty shoot. So, you know, tying in that female support system that you really have to have.
That is amazing. You know, and that goes to show, like, you know, when you're doing jobs or if you're booking something, you always want to be kind. You always want to be nice and build relationships, because you never know where that's going to take you. And that's a prime example. So that's amazing. Congratulations for that as well.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's literally how it goes. You never know who you're going to meet, who the person is. So just be kind to everybody and anybody.
Mm-hmm. No, that's 100% true. So I wanted to ask you, to talk about some of your challenges that you face as a model. You know, I know you moved from New York to LA, and these are both kind of the major cities that every model dreams of moving to, you know, to kind of make it big. Mm-hmm. So, you know, tell me some of your challenges in New York and LA, or just, you know, overall. I'm really interested to hear about that.
Yeah, I mean, some personal challenges that I've had, like, personal to me is, like, not really being with my family. So I've been on my own since I was 18. Like, my mother lives in Georgia, my dad lives in New York. You know, we still didn't live together at that point. So just being on my own and having to support myself career-wise, emotionally, you know, financially, just everything. Like, they were supportive in, you know, as many ways as they could.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of have to, like, hold myself up and, like, keep going when things got hard and when things got dark. You just really gotta, you know, keep going. I feel like that was my biggest challenge, which is just becoming stronger enough to, like, take the leap to move from place to place by myself, you know? Yeah. And I'm grateful for, like, the people that I've met who've helped me, like, so many different people, you know, like, who let me, like, stay with them, and, like, the different housing opportunities I was able to get, not being able to get anything on my own. So, you know, it goes back to, like, treating people with respect and being kind to people, and, like, you know, great opportunities will come to you. That was a major thing personally. But modeling-wise, I would say New York, it was super, super saturated for me.
Okay.
I feel like it was super, super saturated. They really wanted height and lean girls, like, over, like, 5'10", 5'11", was, like, you know, the epitome of like what they wanted, and I'm like, I'm 5'8" and I'm curvy. I'm considered actually curvy now because my measurements are like 32, 24, 39.
Okay.
So it's like, no way, you know?
Yeah.
So that was my challenge in New York. And then I got to Miami and I was there for a few months to kind of test it out. And they were mostly looking for, you know, Caucasian models with like enhanced features, of course. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, this is not me either.
Right.
And then coming to LA, it's a lot of colorism I've noticed. You know, they still want either mixed girls, you know, white girls, most Spanish girls. So that was my biggest challenge. But then I realized that, honestly, my skin tone, it's, you know, it's a blessing. It's not a curse. It's actually a blessing because in anything that I do, I feel like, I stand out because my skin tone is, like, darker than anybody else probably that they've worked with. So I take it as a blessing in, or you know, for my career. But those, those have been, like, the hardest things. And also, like, not being able to be signed to a major agency. It could be a blessing and a curse, but I'm taking it as a blessing, honestly. I tried to get signed to a few agencies and I was denied. But I feel like with that, I could honestly just kind of build my own brand and just branch out from there. And like, if people are interested in working with me, like, they'll reach out and, you know, I don't have to give a 20% cut to anybody, which is amazing.
You know, I'm more of a commercial than a fashion model out in, you know, the Georgia, Florida area. And, you know, I will say that there are some times I book things independently outside of my agencies because I'm allowed technically. And then, you know, there are times where my agent books me for things. But those times when I'm able to book, you know, gigs on my own, I'm able to form more of a real and genuine relationship with the client. You know, there's no secrecy. There's no, you know, what should or shouldn't be said. There's no confusion because you have direct contact with the client. And so, you know, I definitely don't think you not being signed is a curse. I think you're dead on with considering it a blessing because you're able to get booked. You're doing great. You've been in LA for, you know, 7 months, almost going on a year. And it sounds like it's been looking up for you. And so, you know,
it's been a blessing, honestly, and I'm so grateful, honestly.
You're doing great. So just keep rocking, and you know, any way I could support you, let me know. I'm here for you at all the time, even though we don't DM every day, but I definitely got your back. But my last question before I let you go, because I know you have to head out soon, is I just want to know some of your model goals, you know, some of the campaigns you would love to, you know, be in, or you know, a client you'd like to work for. What are some of your goals as a model?
You know, honestly, when I first came out here, my major goals were to do a major beauty campaign and to model for Fashion Nova. Like, when I tell you those were my goals, I did not even think that far down to say, hey, I want to do this, that. I literally got to go back to the drawing board. Like, I've been so grateful that I've accomplished my goals in such a short time, honestly.
Right.
And now at this point, I'm just like, what do I want to do next? But I think what I really want is to have a consistent booking job. Like, I want to be the face, the main face of like a major either clothing brand, mostly clothing, because clothing I can come in every week and work. I want a consistent e-com job for like a brand, a major brand, and I will be happy with that because I want to, you know, stack up, because my true passion is honestly motivating. I want to start my start my business in motivational speaking. Love and also it. Probably get into cosmetology because I want to do like my own line of skincare / makeup.
Perfect. That sounds completely doable. I think that would be great. What would you call your makeup line?
I'm not too sure yet. I'm not sure. I know it's going to be like a kind of natural thing, something that has never been done before, honestly. So when it finally gets into work, you'll see what it is. Something that definitely hasn't been done, but a lot of women of all skin tones, all cultures need this. So that's what I have in mind. I don't know. It might be called Asimon. It just might just be that. And, you know, just have different, like, collections and all that. Yeah. Name different things.
Well, that's amazing. You know, I know that, you know, in LA, there's a lot of people that if they heard that, you know, the right person would love to help you, you know, get there, or hopefully this podcast, somebody may hear it and, you know, sponsor to help you get off the ground with that. Or maybe you'll just be.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
no.
You
or
so
even.
Much.
No, but you've been doing so great on your own. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if like 2020 you launched your makeup line. Like, that's how great you've been doing. So.
Well, I appreciate that. So much, girl. Like, seriously, honestly, all the good energy. Thank you so much.
No, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Thank you so much for being on this podcast. Did you have any final words before I let you go?
Yeah, like, for anyone out here listening, honestly, just chase your goals. Don't listen to what anyone has to say that's negative about your dreams, your passion. Just go after it, because honestly, anything is possible. Like, that's coming from a person who's coming from a third world country in this, you know, this beautiful America where you can chase your dreams. Like, everything is at your fingertips. Just know that and believe it. Continue to be grateful and positive. And I appreciate you so much, babe, for having me on here.
No, you're more than amazing. Thank you so much for those words. And you kick butt at your gig tonight, and you have a great day and have fun in LA. And, you know, we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Nope. Have a beautiful day.
Thanks. You too, babe. Bye.
Bye.
Super excited about that. She's great. She's a phenomenal model. I've seen her work. Like I said, I met her in Miami last summer, and nothing but good energy. And, you know, I love good energy women, and I strive to be a good energy woman myself. But, you know, it's interesting, the challenges and different things that we face as models. You know, she was mentioning how in New York, you know, she was considered a curvy model, even though she's 5'8". And what I would consider a pretty average size because of her measurements being the 39, 25, and 32, I believe she said, makes her curvy because of her hips. And that's just kind of the way it goes. It's a little more of a challenge to be a curve model if you're not a fully, you know, curve model out in New York. And it's even tough for her to get signed out in LA. But, you know, she got booked for Fashion Nova. She got booked for, you know, an amazing cosmetic line. So it just goes to show you that you have to find where you fit. You know, she found New York. She, you know, went to Miami. She found herself in LA. And so it's about traveling and doing the best you can to find what fits you. You know, what you want to do, what you want to be. And that's half the battle, you know, in this industry, whether you're a model or an actor or an actress or, you know, whatever you're aspiring to be, it's figuring out where you fit. That is one of the biggest challenges. You know, you have a variety of different categories of models, whether it's athletic or fashion, commercial, swimwear, lifestyle. You know, there's different genres, and you want to find where you fit, because once you figure out where you fit, and you capitalize on that, then like sky is the limit for you, you know, and you have to believe that. And, you know, don't pay attention to what people say. Don't pay attention to the negative energy, and focus on yourself, focus on your goals. And that, you know, that is half the battle. She mentioned her goals and how she went to LA and kind of met her goals already, which was phenomenal. And she has goals of creating her own makeup line. I totally think that's doable. Sky is the limit. As long as you have a dream and a plan in place and you have great energy, there is no reason why you shouldn't achieve what you are trying to achieve. As for myself, you know, some of my major goals would be to model for MAC or Sephora. You know, I don't wear makeup on a day-to-day basis heavy, but I love beauty makeup. I love glamour makeup, and I would love to model for MAC or Sephora, or even, you know, Fenty Beauty. I love lingerie. I love swimwear. I would love to model for Savage Fenty. You know, these are kind of some of my goals, and they're not unattainable at all. You know, you just have to find the right space for it and keep going. That's all it is. You know, I'm hopefully not dying anytime soon. So I have so much time, you know, to really get in there and figure out how to get done what I want to get done. So yeah, I am super thankful to have her here on my podcast, my third ever podcast, and she's amazing. And I hope to have future guests going forward, and I'm sure I will. But as for today, I think that's it. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see you guys next time, or you will hear me next time. You guys have a good evening, and bye.